जय जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधव गुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव गुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे राम हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम राम Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Jaya Guru Re, Guru Re, Guru Re, Nitai Gaura Haribo, 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 Nitai Gaura. Shri Harinam Sankirtan Ki. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Hare Krishna. Today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 8, entitled Prayers by Queen Kunti, text number 13. Vyasanam Vikshatattesham Ananya Vishayatmanam Sudarshanena Swastrena Swanam Raksham Vyadhad Vibhu Vyasanam Vikshatattesham Ananya Vishayatmanam Sudarshanena Swatrena Swanam Raksham Vyadhad Vibhu Vyasanam Vikshatattesham Ananya Vishayatmanam Sudarshanena Swastrena Swanam Raksham Vyadhad Vibhu. Vyasanam Vikshatetesham Ananya Vishayatmanam Sudarshanena Swastrena Swanam Raksham Vyadhad Vibhu. Vyasanam Vikshatattesham Ananya Vishayatmanam Sudarshanena Swastrena Swanam Raksham Vyadhad Vibhu. Mataji, Vyasanam Vikshatattesham Ananya Vishayatmanam Sudarshanena Swastrena स्वानाम रक्षाम व्यधाद विभु. वर्ड टू वर्ड ट्रांसलेशन. व्यसनम ग्रेट डेंजर. विक्ष्य हैविंग ऑब्जर्व्ड तत् दैट तेषाम देर अनन्य नो अदर. विषय मीन्स आत्मानम आत्मनाम डज इंक्लाइन. सुदर्शनेन बाय द व्हील ऑफ श्री कृष्ण. स्वअस्त्रेण बाय द वेपन. स्वानाम ऑफ हिज ओन डिवोटीज. रक्षाम प्रोटेक्शन. व्यधात डिड इट. विभु द अलमाइटी. Translation: the Almighty Personality of Godhead Shri Krishna, having observed that a great danger was befalling his unalloyed devotees, who were fully surrendered souls, at once took up his Sudarshan disc to protect them. Purport: the Brahmastra, the supreme weapon released by Ashwatthama, was something similar to the nuclear weapon, but with more radiation and heat. This Brahmastra is the product of a more subtle science, being the product of finer sound, a mantra recorded in the Vedas. Another advantage of this weapon is that it is not blind like a nuclear weapon, because it can be directed only to the target and nothing else. Ashwatthama released the weapon just to finish all the male members of Pandu's family. Therefore, in one sense, it was more dangerous than the atomic bombs, because it could penetrate even the most protected place and would never miss the target. Knowing all this, Lord Shri Krishna at once took up his personal weapon to protect his devotees, who did not know anyone other than Krishna. In the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord has clearly promised that his devotees are never to be vanquished. And he behaves according to the quality or degree of the devotional service rendered by the devotees. Here the word Ananya Vishayatmanam is significant. The Pandavas were 100% dependent on the protection of the Lord, although they were all great warriors themselves. But the Lord neglects even the greatest warriors and also vanquishes them in no time. When the Lord saw that there was no time for the Pandavas to counteract the Brahmastra of Ashwatthama, he took up his weapon even at the risk of breaking his own vow. Although the battle of Kurukshetra was almost finished, still, according to his vow, he should not have taken up his own weapon. But the emergency was more important than the vow. He is better known as Bhaktavatsala, or the lover of his devotee, and thus he preferred to continue as Bhaktavatsala than to be a worldly moralist who never breaks his Solomon vow. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदांतिकं. वंदेहं श्री गुरुः श्रीयुतः पदकमलं श्री गुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्री रूपं साग्रजातं सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजन सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्री राधा कृष्ण पादान सहगण ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश्च. नमोम विष्णुपादाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिन इति नामिने. नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे. हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते, गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी ऋषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा। फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई सीक ब्लेसिंग्स फ्रॉम ऑल द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज सो दैट आई कैन स्पीक फॉर द ग्लोरिफिकेशन ऑफ द लॉर्ड
फॉर माय प्यूरिफिकेशन
एंड फॉर योर प्लेजर। सो दिस इज द वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट वर्स वेर वी सी हाउ कृष्णा इज इंक्लाइंड टुवर्ड्स डिवोटीज at the cost of his being called by the worldly people as immoral. There are many things spoken in this purport by Prabhupada and about Brahmastra and its comparison with the modern weapons. And there is a Krishna's weapon, which is called as Sudarshanam. Sudarshanam, the one meaning of Sudarshan is, he doesn't discriminate between the higher or lower offenders. Just like Krishna is inclined towards devotees, even Sudarshan is inclined towards devotees. Whoever offends devotees, Sudarshan gives his darshan. So whether he is a demon or a brahmana. So here, Ashwatthama is a brahmana. But he is attacking devotees. Similarly, the Durvas Muni, he is also a brahmana. He also attacked Ambarish Maharaj. So even in this case, Krishna didn't give Ashwatthama that much opportunity to have, pain through Sudarshan. But in Durvas Muni's case, it was an actual demonstration of power of Sudarshan, which Durvas Muni has, gone through. So in the battle of Kurukshetra, before it started, Krishna took a vow that I will not pick up the weapon. But now at the end of this, almost it is now over, the battle is over, but now, because his very dearmost devotees are now in a great danger, so he preferred to continue as a bhaktvatsala than to be a worldly moralist who never breaks a Solomon vow. So today we'll discuss on this particular thing, that what is the connection of morality and devotion for a devotee, because especially here Krishna is giving preference to devotee than worldly morality. So how devotee should see there is a connection, how he should see both things connected. Generally, we see even in India, where everybody from the very birth, they know Krishna and his activities. We see dioramas, pictures, photos, everybody have Krishna's photo in their house, Gita, Bhagavat. But because there is no systematic instructions from those who are devotees, people have doubts about person whom they worship every day for certain aspects. Just like right now we have Krishna has picked up the weapon where he already has vowed that I will not pick up. So those who are very strong in following the moral laws, they take it as a more important aspect than Krishna doing anything. I mean, as far as Krishna is concerned, we should not have any doubt because he is Lord. But they take it as a more important than following moral list is has a value. So if you see that, is it difficult to understand Krishna? Krishna himself says in Bhagavad Gita that it is not difficult, it is impossible. Name vidu suragana prabhavam cha maharchaya aham adinhi devanam maharshibhi cha sarvasham. So even demigods and maharshibhi, those who are very intelligent people, they also could not understand Krishna. And Krishna, that's why has put a prerequisite that whoever wants to come to my abode again, janma karma cha medivam evam yo vetti tatoda, they have to understand me, my birth, my activities as transcendental. Otherwise, tattvadeham punarjanma neti mam neti so Arjuna. So unless you understand Krishna's activities and birth as transcendental, there is no way you can go back to Godhead. So this much it is very important, because it is not a common thing. You see, everybody have doubt, spoken or unspoken. They carry this doubt. Like one moralist in our India, he has spoken that I bathe myself every day in the Gita's wisdom. But when I come to this particular section where the Raslila was happened, my face turned down and I feel ashamed. So that's kind of moralist we have even in India, where we have all knowledge about Krishna. So neither demigods nor rishis can understand Krishna. So how can a worldly man, so-called intelligent, who has no devotion, no understanding about devotional life, can understand Krishna perfectly? So we see that if you take an entire world, we can see there are various moral laws. You know, there are various things people call this is moral, this is immoral. But if you see, the pillar of morality is helping others. You know, in common term, we see if somebody is in distress and somebody helps, then he is seen a very good man. So according to that, let us have four categories, four groups of people in the world. Take a person, first group, where they are completely moral people, but who have no devotion, no knowledge about devotional service, Krishna, or this, how the things work in the world. But we are we know how everybody is samadarshinaha, helping each other. So helping poor people, social welfare, national welfare, international, interplanetary social welfare. So this is a very good quality even in this age of quarrel, where we see that people are cutting throats of each other just for the position or some little money. And somebody is standing for this cause that, you know, I will help others. I will protect others at the cost of my life. This is a very good quality which generally is given by Krishna only. Who gives all good qualities? Krishna. But unless these activities are used in Krishna's service, they simply bind us in different way. As Ishopanishad says that even Krishna consciousness, in Krishna consciousness we can accommodate everything. All social wealth, socialism, nationalism, interplanetary. Provided you make Krishna as the center of your life. If you do not do that, then in a other way you are getting bound in this material world, and it will not benefit for the long time. I remember in 2011, I was been called to this Charani Road base to teach Bhagavatam. So I used to go morning after finishing my japa, I used to walk in this Chaupati beach and go to that base. And while I would go, it was actually crowded, maybe people would walk also. But when I would come back by 8:15, there'd be hardly a crowd, because everybody would have gone for their offices or work, and very few people would come. So one day, while I was returning, I saw, so you know, for brahmacharis who walk, we have a fear of dogs. You know, because they see as a very special species. So from a very long distance, I saw that a very big dog was there. And one lady was driving him, in the sense, taking him for a walk. So I was alarmed that a dog is there, so I have to be very careful. Otherwise, any time they jump on you. But before we come close, I saw, as he was a dog, he passed stool on the road. So there was practically nobody, some few cars were going in and out. So this lady was prepared. She picked up the tissue paper, picked up the stool and put it in her bag and started walking as if nothing has happened. I mean, in the sense, so she was so proud that I have not kept this road dirty. My dog had passed stool. I personally took the stool and I'm carrying it. And as we passed, I could read her emotions that, you know, the people who visit abroad, they see that and they try to follow. It is a very good quality. We should learn from them. At the same time, I just connected that before, a few years back, there was a Kanjurmarg Rathayatra, and I called one of my classmates that, why don't you come? I will take you to some very big ISKCON festival. So he came. And as we were waiting, and then Rath came, and as you know that when Jagannath Ji comes, what we do? We offer obeisances. So I offered obeisances on the road, and I got up. Now, and as usual, you know, when you do that, your dress gets dirty. So my friend said, you know, don't mind, but you know, this is what I don't like, you know, fanatics. You know, you are fanatics, devotee fanatics. You know, you could just stand and fold your hands and ask your blessings. Why to do this? So I was just thinking how Yanisha Sarva Bhutanam Tasyam Jagrat Sayami. See, the thing is, we have to, as the Subhashit says, that we have to collect everything good from any place, from any person. If there is a good, we should pick it up. So, from moralists, we should also learn that how they are very keen to remain clean or put the environment clean, and that we can take it up and use it in our devotional service, right? At the same time, this moralist should also learn that the whole world is depending on Lord. And one day He comes out on the road. For what? For giving us darshan. So, to offer Him, so He is coming from the temple to the road. So, offering Him obeisances on the road is actually our glorious activities. If you do that, you should be not be seen as a fanatic, but it is like a ornament. That dust is an ornament on a devotee. That shows his surrender, even outer surrender. And it will lead to internal surrender. But this is what a first category we have seen. Material fanatics, moralists. They see only, so devotion, there is no devotion in their life. At the same time, we see devotional fanatics also. So, hum log Krishna ke devotee, we can do anything. You know, like, before we have seen that during yatras, few people used to take bath in rain early in the morning, and then water tank would be empty, and other people would get up at 8 or 7, 8, they had no water for their, other activities. So, we can't say that, oh, Krishna das Binda, we can do anything. Krishna is beyond law, so we are also beyond law. So, that will be a devotional fanaticism for us, and will be ridiculed. So, what I am trying to portray is, we, being devotee, we cannot imitate Krishna's activity. Krishna is beyond laws, but we have to follow all the moral laws. So, we have one category where we have Ambarish Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj, who have
full devotion, but they follow all the moral principles. Just like Durvasa Muni, as a guest he comes, he offends Ambarish Maharaj, but he follows the law. He says, till the time he comes back and take prasad, I cannot eat. He would have said that I am following my, I know that he is offended, he is not a devotee, something. I mean, he could have justified, but he followed all the etiquettes. So we, being devotees, should slowly try to come step by step to this stage where we should be having exemplary conduct, where people get inspired to surrender unto Krishna, to use all their qualities in service of Krishna, when their qualities will get purified and they will get benefit. So we see example of Prahlad Maharaj also. So Prahlad Maharaj was a person who was attacked by his own father, but he follows the etiquette. No. He first prayer he what he asked from the Lord, please deliver him. That is Samadarshinaha. So Samadarshinaha's example, I mean the definition is to know our position, to know Lord's position, and what is the connection of all living entities with Krishna. That is seeing Samadarshina. Not like our first we have seen a moral issue. Why God has to do like this? So instead of bringing all living entities towards Krishna, to Krishna, they take position of Krishna. So bringing all the children to father, they declare, I am your father. I am father of all. So that is a disservice. And it will be only worldly moralism. People generally, such kind of people are worshipped in the Kali Yuga. So Prahlad Maharaj in his prayers, activities, he himself tells, what is the problem? Why can't this materialist understand Krishna's activities? What is the problem? They are very intelligent. Like Prabhupada went to Russia to meet Mr. Katovsky. The scientists can understand so many intricacies of science, but could not understand the simple example of what is important, body or soul. Even after logically giving examples of car and driver. So why? What is the main formula? So Prahlad Maharaj says, then Matirna Krishna Paratasvatova. Mitho abhipadyeta grahavratana. So their inclination, matir, na krishne abhipadyeta. Why their inclination towards Krishna does not arose? Because grahavratana. So grahavratana means a strong conception of bodily enjoyment. Me and my paraphernalia. So, to such people, even we give logical, systematically presentation, still they will not understand. Parata svatova mitho. They will not endeavor to understand that. They will not get understood by even a shastrically person tells them, or even a combination of both. So there is only one way where we can understand. Krishna says, bhaktya mam abhijanati. Yavan yaschasmi tatvatah. Only through devotional service. One can understand me. So, he has given one escape route. If you want to come back to me, then you have to understand me and my birth and my activities are transcendental. How can we learn that? Through bhakti, through devotional service. So, here he says that tato mam tato to gyatva visate tat anantaram. So even visane tat anantaram means also to go back to God, to go to his dhamma. And in one our Gita shloka he says that tat gatvana nivartante tat dhamma paramam mama. So here we see a difference between moralist and devotee in the episode of Ambarish and Durvasa Muni. That Krishna says that one who knows me tatvata Visate tadanantaram, he enters into my dham. That dham's quality is, characteristics is, tad dhama paramam mama. One who enters, he never come back. Yad gatva na nivartante. But Durvasa Muni went and came back. How to understand this? So Acharya says that basically the external position is not sufficient. Just like we have a base class, you know, in downstairs. If somebody comes and enters the base class, visits the base class. So just by visiting base classes, can he become Bhakti Shastri, Bhakti Vaibhav? He understands all philosophy just by visiting? No, there has to be tuning with Bhagavat, with Bhakti Shastri. He has to learn. Just by mere presence in that particular situation doesn't make sense. And it doesn't mean that only by attending or visiting and attending classes in base class you can become Bhakti Shastri Bhakti or you can understand Bhagavad Gita. If you are tuned in any other place with Gita Bhagavat, the result will be same. So Durvasa Muni and Ambarish Maharaj, there is a difference. So Ambarish Maharaj didn't go to Vaikuntha. He was on earth planet. He was a normal householder, right? But when he was attacked by Rakshasa, created by Durvasa Muni, he stood with folded hands and prayed. He was not fearful of his life. But when Sudarshan Chakra came behind Durvasa Muni, who was a moralist, who was saying that, how can you eat before me? I am your guest. You follow etiquette. You are just named devotee. You are not a devotee. This is the moral principle he was following. But when the Sudarshan Chakra came, he ran for his life to Brahma Loka, Shiva Loka, even Vaikuntha Loka. And there it is a Leela. Just like in the palace, suppose, king invites magician. You know, magician plays a role, something he plays, and then he has to go back. He can't say that I live in the palace. He has to go. Because he is not tuned in that particular place. So he has to go. Similarly, our four Kumaras came, but they became angry. So Vaikuntha, where there is no Kunta, just to happiness, they became angry because not tuned to the environment there, the laws there. So Durvasa Muni, even in Vaikuntha, became anxious for his life because outwardly he was renounced. But he was attached to his bodily comfort. For his protection, he was running here and there. So that is the main understanding we have to see that. So unless we have a tuning, Ambarish Maharaj, even though on earth planet he was tuned to the laws of Lord, he understood all living entities, their connection to Krishna, and his own position. In that way, he understood that tapo vidya, these austerities and the learning is not sufficient to understand Krishna. They both are nishreyase eva ubhe. Both are very important for devotees, brahmanas, you know, to do austerities and to learn the shastras. But it is not sufficient. For that we have to have a third quality, te eva durvinitasya. If these qualities are with a person who is not gentle, then kalpete anyayaha. They will give opposite result. So Durvasa Muni had this. He was very learned, very austere. But he was not vinita, gentle, namra, like Ambarish Maharaj. What happened? We have seen both were in the same situation, but the response, they responded differently. So moralist and devotee. We see that here a devotee made Durvasa Muni fall at his feet. And then later he himself tells our Durvasa Muni, that previously I came to you, I understood you are just like a simple householder, you know. That's why I accepted your hospitality, thinking that that will benefit you. You know, I will take food at your house, you will get benefited. So he said, Pritosmi anugrutosmi tava bhagavataste vai darshana sparshana alapair atithi atma medhasa. So he says, I am very, later when he came back and he fell flat at the Ambarish Maharaj's feet, he says, I am very pleased with you and now atma medhasaha. So previously, as Atithi, I have found you as a very ordinary person. But right now, I see you are Mahabhagavata. By my own intelligence. Atma Medasa. So what is the, what happened in between? That his intelligence has woken up, because previously he came, he saw a normal person. Now he says, you are Bhagavata. What happened in between? Sudarshan purified him. You know, if we walk Govardhan Parikrama sometime in the afternoon, bare feet, what a great austerity we have to run. I mean, at least for myself, it's not a pleasurable journey, right? Hot sun above and below. Sudarshan is million, billion times of powerful Agni, right? So that purified him. And that's why he could understand now that Vaishnavas are very powerful. So just imagine, Vaishnavas get all power and all qualities from Krishna. And then we see Durvasamuni kind of person who is very intelligent. They don't understand outwardly he is a powerful or not. That's why it is said that Vaishnavera Kriya Mudra Vigyena Bhujaya, Vigye, Brahmanas. So understand, Vaishnavas are very difficult to understand by the Vigye. Vaishnavera Kriya Mudra Vigyena Bhujaya. So Krishnera Kriya Mudra Avigye Ke Bhujaya. So those people who have no devotion, how can they understand Krishna's activities? They have no spiritual intelligence. So Vaishnavas are very difficult to understand. How can they understand Krishna's qualities, Krishna's activities? How powerful. So even Brahma, just imagine, all intelligent person in this world is Lord Brahma. And he says that, Janantam eva janantu nave bhakta priyo. Jananta eva janantu. One second. What is that verse? Kim bahuktya name prabhu. Kim bahuktya. So some people may say that I know everything about Krishna. So he says, let them say like that. But as far as I am concerned, manaso vapusho vacho vaibhavam tava gocharat. Your opulences, I cannot understand. They are beyond my mind, words and body. Similarly to Durvasamuni, how he came to this conclusion? Because he also went through purification. He also actually took, Gopas and then went through humiliation. And then he came to this conclusion. So just similarly, we can conclude that so many things the intelligent people try to understand Krishna and Vaishnava, they cannot understand. So simple moralists cannot come to this conclusion. So even in Bhagavatam, when it was been decided, the Bhagavatam was going on, and this Raslila episode was spoken by Shukdev Goswami. So Parikshit Maharaj could notice that few people in the audience were not happy. In the sense, they had doubt. How can Krishna do that? So on their behalf, Parikshit Maharaj started asking question. But how can Krishna do that? So he said, Apta Kamo Yadupati. Krishna is Yadupati, who is Apta Kamo, he is self-satisfied. Krutuvan Vai Jugupsitam, how can he perform such a contemptible act of Paradara Abhimarsinam, touching others' wife? Parikshit Maharaj had no doubt. But to clear this doubt from the whole, the next generation, he is asking that, yes, certainly this is a very big doubt. So, chindi yata suvrata. Clear our doubt. So, our Shukadeva Goswami starts speaking that generally, even if you take this world, teji yasam na doshaya. We see sun. Sun is just an entity who is empowered by Lord, who clears so many dirty things on the planet, but he doesn't become dirty. Just like Agni, if he is provided with all good or bad things in it, I mean, if you throw anything in it, it burns it, and it Agni doesn't become contaminated. So just something created by Krishna cannot get contaminated. So we can conclude that all powerful people, even they apparently behave contemptibly, they do not become immoral or they are not to be condemned. We see in Gita, Krishna says that dharma samsthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge. I come to establish the dharma. And later he says that yadi hi ayam navarteyam jatu karmati jatu karmani atandrita. If I do not follow all prescribed duty carefully, everybody will follow me as a leader. I'm a leader. So now, to establish this, that I have to follow prescribed duties, Krishna comes as a Lord Sri Ramachandra. As a Marada Purushottam, he follows all the moral principles. That's why we say Rama Rajya, you know. But Krishna, when he comes himself, he has to establish the ultimate religious principle. What is that ultimate religious principle? That Krishna is beyond everyone. Nobody can imitate him. Nobody is equal to him. Nobody is superior to him. He is the ultimate religious principle. That also has to be established. Just like king. If a king goes with his servant to on a tour, suppose, and they see a well, a very deep well is there, and king says, how much depth? So he claps. So two, three servants, they will take him and they will jump inside. Anything. He just has to clap and they do that. And now suppose we take some tourist into there, the same well, and I said, oh, how much depth? I mean, clap. That means the tourist will throw us into the well. So we are not particularly into that same situation. So, whatever activities Krishna has done here, paradhara abhimarshanam, Krishna says, anyone, and whoever imitates me, he has to go through dire consequences. Because nobody is equal or superior to me. So, to establish that, Krishna has performed this activity. Otherwise, there will always be doubt. At the same time, when he has made a prerequisite that you have to understand my activities as transcendental, then if simply by knowing, you know, just like a Marada Purushottam Sri Ramachandra, like activities Sri Krishna acts, exactly. So it is very easy for everybody to accept it. But a controller means he is a master and nobody can ask him question. So whatever he does, he is a superior, he is a pure. So very few people in this world who has to follow our moral laws, who are, if they act immorally, they are condemned. They will put the same template on Krishna. That if we follow, you have to follow. And that's why not many people, completely surrender unto Krishna. And that's why we see that it is very rare. Manushyanam sahasreshu kaschid yadati siddhaye. Very few actually come surrender unto Krishna. And tattvata, those who understand Krishna, like Pandavas and Ambarish Maharaj, they are very rare. Whatever happens in their life, entire life, only Viparit, still they surrender unto Krishna. That's why Krishna is now ready to put his own character at stake. Till whole battle is going on, he has not picked up the weapon, but at last he is picking up. So he says, you have surrendered unto me, so I am surrendering unto you. So the later, Shukdev Goswami also gives one episode, and where our Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that ideally all the gopis are internal energy of the Lord, who has, so no living entity they have any access to them. They cannot touch them. So he says that there were actually Maya Kalpita Tadrukskari, there were duplicates. And that's why the gopas who married to gopis, they had no connection with the internal energy, the gopis. That's why what kind of sin Krishna had attained when he has actually touched the gopis whom he himself created. And sarvasya chaham hridi sarni vishto. Krishna is in the heart of every living entity. Even the in the heart of husbands of gopis also. So if he has touched the gopis in the sacred place, in the secret place, most secret place. So actually the secret place is the core of our heart, right? So he is there in everybody's heart. So there is no sin. So we have seen there are various reasons here. First thing is, Krishna has to establish that he is the ultimate religious principle. And secondly, just to create an excitement of Parakiras, what he did, he married the internal energies to few other men. Otherwise, there is no other connection. Because there is a gap of difference for internal energy to have a connection with other men. So, entirely the medicine which can actually help us, people are looking it as a poison. In the sense, they are not taking it. It is just in front of us, which can give us liberation. But people are discarding it as a refuse. And accepting something which is temporary and which is not of any ultimate benefit, accepting as all in all. Morality, it's good when we use it in Krishna's service, which will benefit us and everybody. But if we don't do it, then it will not have an ultimate benefit. But something which is cherished by the most renounced people, the Acharya, Jachet Mahaprabhu, Vikriditam Prajavadubhir Idam Cha Vishnu, Shraddhanvitu Anushrunyat Athavarna Yadva, Bhaktim Param Bhagavati Pratilabhya Kamam Rudrogam Ashu Apahinoti Achirena Dhira. So, these secret pastimes of Krishna with gopis, actually, if we hear or preach with a pure heart, then they have a potency to create a cleaning effect, in the sense that bhakti param bhagavati, it actually Krishna can manifest in our heart. And what is in our heart right now? Kama, rudroga, it is actually a disease of heart. Apahinoti. If we have a simple and pure heart, and if we hear this or speak these activities, they can actually remove this disease of our heart, and actually Krishna can manifest in our heart and we can become sober. But we see the most worshipped people in this world are having doubts about these activities. That is the most unfortunate situation, and in this way Prabhupada made it clear that if we could convince these leaders, then it will be very easy for the populace to follow them. But it is the biggest task, that's why we have seen that those who have tapo and vidyam, naturally what happens, heart is hard. The ego is very strong. So to convince them it is very difficult. And that's why our entire preaching movement should be to encourage, to inspire those who are moralists, those who have good qualities, cleanliness, selflessness, and to inspire them, connect them to Krishna service in various ways. And that way, they take up to Krishna consciousness and we get inspired. We should appreciate their qualities and we should imbibe them and make it a part of our devotional service. In that both way, we become win-win situation. And finally, in conclusion, I would like to say that if Krishna is coming to this situation where he says that, now I am putting my fame, my character as for the sake of your safety, you know, then I will be called immoral by the whole populace. But still, I want to be bhaktavatsal. So for reciprocation, what we should do? Satyanukampam susamikshamano bhunjan evatma kritam vipakam. So if we are in some difficult situation, we should not blame Krishna that if I am doing so many things for you, I am surrendered to you, what is happening in my life? So we should always see that this, everything is happening because of my past activities and the reaction should have been bigger. But Krishna, because he is bhaktavatsal and I am not fully surrendered, so he is making it very small, token wise. And that's why being obliged, I should fall flat. I should give him obeisances. And always should see that, basically, how can I surrender more? These situations are provided by Krishna where I could be more surrendered, more attached to him than the worldly morality. I will stop here. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Nitai Gaur Premanande. Hare Krishna.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram.